Third hour of Darren and Donick on this Thursday afternoon. Looks like the Islanders are honing in on their man. I said half of Canada is reporting it. Really, half of Canada. And we should have asked this to Chris Mason. It's probably a pretty quiet up there. They're all down in Dallas. Half of Canada is down in Dallas for the NHL draft that's about to kick off. But it looks like the Islanders are set to hire Barry Trotz as their next head coach. Speaking of drafts, the NBA draft is tonight. And if you're looking for a place to hang out and watch it, the Mainstay, 501 Main Street in East Nashville. Yes. Have you heard of it? Been there? I'm sure you have.
Oh, this is my backyard right here. That's my go-to place.
I know.
I love it.
I've been there. I don't even live in East Nashville. I've been there.
You've been there?
Many times.
Excellent.
A couple times. Not many times. A couple times.
I think they got some good food.
Yeah.
They got some games you can play.
Did we not
they got the video
there?
Games there.
Didn't we do a show there?
We have not done a show there.
Are you sure about that?
You and D-Mace might have done a show there.
Okay.
I haven't done a show there. I'd love to. Someday, maybe we'll talk about that.
The Grizzlies are hosting a draft party there tonight from 6 until 9 o'clock. So if you're looking for a place to go hang out with Grizzlies fans, right now they possess the fourth pick in the draft. You could go over to the Mainstay. But let's find out from our next guest, Michael Wallace, Grizzlies.com is where you can find his work. Are they going to be picking from the fourth spot? Because everything I see has maybe the Grizzlies with a cart in front of them. They looks like they may be doing some shopping, Michael.
Yeah, there's definitely some shopping going on, and that's something that, you know, covering this team and covering the league, obviously, for the, you know, 15 years prior to coming to Memphis. You know, they've been one of the teams that's always been willing to do business on draft night. You know, if you go back, I saw a stat where 13 of the last 17 draft nights, the Grizzlies have made a draft night trade, including 5 straight. So that trend looks like it's still possibly likely going to be alive. I don't know how far. I don't think they trade out of the draft. I mean, out of the lottery. I still think they want to stay in the lottery, preferably the top 10 picks. But they are open for business, and we'll see whether they get something they like in the last hours leading up to the draft.
Yeah, I can't imagine them doing that, Michael, because they didn't have a first-round pick last year. I mean, how many more – I mean, you can't every year, you know, not have a first-round pick, especially when you're talking about the fourth pick. I cannot imagine them trading out of the first round again.
No, that won't happen. I mean, that's the thing. You're right. Not only last year the Grizzlies didn't have a first-round pick, they likely won't have one next year either because
Ooh.
That first-round pick goes to Boston.
Ooh.
So you're not trying to, like, you know, dump, you know, 3 straight years where you, especially at a stage where, you know, everyone knows Marc Gasol, everyone knows Mike Conley. Those guys are in their 30s now. And, you know, there's been some shortcomings and some failures in the last few times you went into the first round. And, you know, Wade Baldwin, obviously out of Vanderbilt, didn't pan out in Memphis. He was the number 17 overall pick 2 years ago. And a couple years before that, Jordan Adams was the number one first round pick. Neither one of those guys are even on the roster. So at some point, you got to replenish your roster with some frontline first-round talent. So I don't. If they do trade, it's going to be something like they did exactly 10 years ago when they swapped. They had the number 5 pick, drafted Kevin Love, swapped him for O.J. Mayo, who was the number 3 pick. Now, granted, you know, Love obviously had the better career, but at the time, you know, O.J. Mayo was one of the highly regarded guys coming into that draft. So if they do something, it'll be something within the lottery more so than anything outside of the lottery.
I don't want to get you in trouble because you're writing for Grizzlies.com. I get that. But we were actually going through the Grizzlies draft picks,
yeah.
And you kind of touched on them. Since they've been in Memphis, it hasn't gone particularly well for them in the draft. I wonder why. I mean, they've had bad picks.
I'll tell you what, hey, you didn't have to put the disclaimer on there. I can come out and say, yeah, it stunk. You know what I'm saying? The first round picks have not worked out. I mean, I think that's one of the beautiful things about, you know, what you're seeing in terms of this integration of, you know, traditional media and then teams, you know, hiring guys that have been with, you know, independent sites and independent national media to come and do it. We have to come in with the same kind of integrity and the same kind of credibility. And, you know, I'm not going to sit there and sacrifice that by saying, hey, well, you know, the Grizzlies are okay in the first round. No, they've gotten it wrong, and they've gotten it wrong a couple of times recently here, and they need to trend their way out of that. You know, you look around, and only Mike Conley and Jarrell Martin from 4 years ago now are the only first-round picks that are still on this roster from the picks that the Grizzlies have made. So you know, they have to get it right this year more so than any other year because of what you guys alluded to earlier. They didn't get a first-round pick last year. They probably won't get one next year. You got to cash in on this one right now, and this has to be a big one, whether you take it at 4 or whether you pare it down and get 7 and 22 from Chicago or 12 and 13 from the Clippers and another player. You have to get this transaction right.
Okay, well, fine. Since you put that disclaimer out there, here goes this question then. I think I would have a better chance of selling my Blockbuster membership card and my VCR before the Grizzlies could unload Chandler Parsons in that contract. What do you think?
Oh, wow. You said Blockbuster, huh? I used to have one of those too, man.
By the way, it doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't. What I can say is this, just from reporting up through last night, I mean, I was up to, I think, 2 in the morning, you know, with texts and phone calls and buzzing and all that. You know, there are some deals right now on the table the Grizzlies are looking at, from everything I understand, that includes Chandler Parsons potentially going out or some other combination of a contract that they would like to unload if possible. So that contract is tough to unload, but teams are trying to get up to number 4. And, you know, you have some teams that, you know, all the teams that aren't going to get a Kawhi Leonard or a Paul George or a LeBron James in free agency still have to spend to the floor. They still have to spend to the salary cap floor. So if you're willing to get a top 5 pick and take on a contract where you're going to have to spend some money anyway just to qualify for league, you know, to league rules, you can get creative in absorbing a contract like that one. So I'm not saying there are 5 or 6 or 8 teams lining up to do that, but all it takes is 1 or 2, and those 1 or 2 have sort of made their way into the Grizzlies' office, and we'll see if they're willing to do that. I don't know if you attach the number 4 pick to that, though, for just anything, just to unload Chandler. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Michael Wallace is with us, Grizzlies.com. Grizzlies have the 4th pick right now. They'll be going to work tonight in the NBA draft to try to improve their roster. Michael, what happened to Chandler Parsons? He once was pretty good to earn that contract, but it just has not worked out at all in Memphis.
Yeah, it was before that too, and that was sort of the disturbing thing too. He came to Memphis, remember, with back-to-back knee surgeries. You know, it started trending in the wrong direction when he was in Houston, and he sort of had that breakout performance in Houston, playing with that up-tempo offense initially. And, you know, with Dwight Howard and James Harden at that time, and, you know, Chandler was the third wheel. And, I mean, he was, you know, the third best player on, you know, alongside 2 quality players at that time. And he went to Dallas and had the surgery. Then he had another surgery the following March. And then he had a third surgery after his first year in Memphis. So, and now he's gone back to get some things cleaned up with the other knee. So now you have basically, I think, 4 knee surgeries over 2 knees. And then the blood spinning procedure over in Germany, I believe, this off season. So it's just once the knees start to go, they really start to go. And Chandler's pushing towards 30 at this point in his career too. So I mean, he's still a young guy, but the fact of the matter is his body and his knees are aging, and he's just in repetitive rehab, and it just hasn't worked out. So that's one of those contracts that, you know, in hindsight, you know, were there some red flags? Yes, there were. But did you hope that you can rehab them and get them right? You did. It hadn't worked out necessarily now, and now you're midway through a $94 million contract with $47 million left on it, and you got to figure out the best way to get any kind of production you can out of it.
The Grizzlies appear to be a team, of course, it's a fact. They're not that far removed from having consistent winning teams who are taking their cracks in the playoffs, just haven't been able to go all the way, but you know, we look at guys like Conley and Gasol. Do they want to continue with this nucleus and see what's out there, or is it time to break it down and build it back up? I would imagine that's a tough decision right now.
Yeah, it is, and they've retooled it. You know what I mean? They tried to retool it last year, brought in David Fizdale from Miami, you know, culture change, tried to go in. It didn't work out for a number of different reasons. You know, but within that, within some of that, you know, some of that chaos and misfortune, you know, Mark had his most productive season 2 years ago. Mike Conley had his most productive season the season before last as well. Mike got hurt, only played 12 games this past season, and he's missed 109 games over the last 3 seasons. So injuries have been really, really the problem that has derailed this thing. I do think if you can get those guys healthy, and Mark, you know, Mark was as durable as he's ever been. He's in the best shape of his life at 33 now. He's changed his diet. He's changed his body. You guys have seen sort of the metamorphosis of Mark Gasol physically. So he still feels like he has 3, 4, 5 years to go if he still wants to play, but at least the next two. And, you know, he's still a guy that you can build around. So what you want to do if you're Memphis, maximize those two guys now. They still are in the midst of max contracts themselves. Bring in a veteran or a mid-career guy who can help them with your mid-level exception, sort of the way Tyreek Evans started to last year. And just hope for health, and some of these young guys that you get in the draft can help you as well. And then you're right back in the mix for, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th seed in the West.
All right, Michael, let's say you're the GM, I'm the owner of the Grizzlies, and I tell you, we're staying at 4. You got to pick 4. So give me your draft board, 1, 2, 3, 4.
My draft board, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we did this mock draft, too, at Grind City Media. So if you're listening, man, check out Grizzlies.com, all of our content at Grind City Media. We have a Grizz Draft Central page where everything on every prospect in the top 8, we did detailed videos and detailed breakdowns. So all of that is in there, including 3 different versions of our mock drafts. And my mock is this. Look, Arizona is pretty much locked in on DeAndre Ayton at 1 out of Arizona. I mean, he's in your backyard, so you might as well take him. Your owner is and the Phoenix owner is an Arizona alum and a big-time booster donor. So that seems like a natural fit right there. Number 2, all the recent talk is that Sacramento is moving off of Luka Doncic. I don't believe that. I believe that, you know, Vlade Divac and Pedro Stojakovic have spent a lot of time over there in Europe with the owner, Vivek Radovani, who really love. I know I just butchered his last name, but they love Doncic, and I think they're going to take him. They may get off of that and go Bagley, but I still believe, to me, despite what's been out there nationally, that they're still leaning towards Doncic, and we'll see there. I think Jaren Jackson goes 3rd to Atlanta, but I do think Atlanta's most likely to make the trade. They're likely to set the draft upside down in the lottery at 3. But if they go chalk and just stay with what they've been consistently saying and intimating, Jaren Jackson's 3, which means Marvin Bagley, the 3rd, falls to the Grizzlies at 4. Mm. And that's how my mock draft shapes up.
If that happens, is that a really good fit, Bagley?
Bamba the center going 5. Bamba the center going 5 to Dallas.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So if you put Bagley alongside of Gasol and you have Conley, is that a good fit? Can he jump right in there and be force first year?
Yes. No question about it. I think if that's the case, I think he'll be in position to be Rookie of the Year because what he does well is score the ball. And what the Grizzlies desperately need is somebody at the 3 and the 4 who can score the ball. Offensively, they rank near at the bottom of the league in pace and in offense, and Bagley gives you instant, you know, 20 and 10. I mean, he's not going to replicate his numbers at Duke right off the bat in the NBA, but he certainly can be a 15 to 18 point per game scorer who can shoot from three-point range, be interchangeable offensively with Marc Gasol, who can step out himself. And even his shortcomings and his defensive deficiencies can be, you know, sort of masked when he's playing alongside of Jermichael Green and a Marc Gasol, two guys that are great system defenders themselves as veterans. So I think, you know, this team right now, as currently constructed, is built perfectly to accentuate Marvin Bagley the III's offensive game.
Good stuff. Really appreciate the visit. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it as well.
All right, that is Michael Wallace. Grizzlies.com is where you can find his work. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about that. But right now, I want to talk to all the men out there listening. I've been telling you for years now by my friends over at Cool Springs MD. They've been helping men, and there's a lot of men out there that are starting to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, who is the board-certified physician, his wife Daphne, the registered nurse, along with their experienced staff, give men the treatments required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped ManyMed in Brentwood and Nashville and here in Middle Tennessee, all the surrounding areas, improve their immune systems, energy levels, cognitive function, and more. They're there to connect with you. Their medical care required to have a healthy and enriched life. And who doesn't want that? There's no better time to achieve a healthy lifestyle than this summer. By the way, today is the first day of summer. What are you waiting for? Give Cool Springs MD a call. Make that appointment at 615-660-6900. That's 660-6900. Or you can always check out their website, coolspringsmd.com.